Hey everyone, this is Christina with On Request Magazine, and we're here today to give you our audio review of Midwest Soul Exchange's Weekend at the Asylum. This is something that is based on the Flint water crisis. So it's a rock opera, and we're going to talk about it now. All right, so in today's climate, it is important to speak out against injustice and to not let unspeakable tragedies fade out of the public eye simply because new tragedies pop up every day, so it seems. So what can we do? If you're an artist, you can pour your heart and soul into something to be shared with others who are willing to listen. This is what Nate Cherrier and Ryan Summers have done with their rock opera, Weekend at the Asylum. Again, as we mentioned, this is based on the Flint, Michigan water crisis, which is something that it seems has sort of faded into the background with all the daily issues we have coming up in our country at the moment. So it's great that these two could, you know, do something that could bring it back out into the public eye where it needs to be. Both huge fans of classic rock while growing up in Wisconsin, Nate and Ryan never lost their passion for those songs that shaped their youth. In 2015, even though now they were living 1,800 miles apart, they launched the Midwest Soul Exchange as a way to continue the legacy of making great music that they could pour their souls into. They released their debut album, New American Century, in 2015 to critical acclaim. And while most artists might rest on that success for a bit, Nate and Ryan already had their sights set on something more. They wanted to create a record that truly meant something. After searching through old song catalogs, doing some rewrites, and writing new compositions, it was clear that the duo had found their vision. The result is a 40-minute rock opera titled Weekend at the Asylum. The duo had this to say about bringing this project to light. Quote, "Despite all the turmoil in both a personal and global sense, our sophomore release, Weekend at the Asylum, is finally ready to be unveiled. We went all out for this, crafting a full-fledged rock opera. The story for this album centers around the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, and follows the lives of several fictional characters as they navigate through unspeakable tragedy. Some of the songs have a very mythic quality to them, but enough rapping about the intellectual side of things. We feel that the music is some of the best we've ever written and recorded. Like our debut release, all the recording, mixing, mastering was handled in a do-it-yourself fashion, with Prof. Summers spending many a long night mixing in his studio." Unquote. This album follows a fictional cast of characters who are dealing with the Flint, Michigan water crisis, and while the subject matter is very real and tragic, it is handled with great care and earnest storytelling. Like the rock operas of the past, Weekend at the Asylum delves into our humanity and urges us to seek answers and justice. The water crisis in Flint is widely known, yet as tragedy after tragedy occur in our country, it has fallen to the wayside in the media. When artists like Nate Cherrier and Ryan Summers put together an album such as Weekend at the Asylum to remind us of the unspeakable injustices committed in Flint, we should all take notice and listen. We strongly encourage our readers to pick up a digital copy of Weekend at the Asylum, as the proceeds will be going to Flint water-related charities. You'll be able to stream the lead single, The Loser Illusion, below, and we will put all the links to where you can go pick up the digital copy. Thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.